Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Oh, that's not funny, God. I thought that as the car whizzed past me at the intersection. And then I realized I was wrong. No, it was and would have been funny. Okay, maybe more ironic, but worth a smile nonetheless. I was at a T-intersection waiting to turn right and waiting for the car in front of me to turn right. There was a car approaching from the right, causing us all to wait. The driver was going faster than the speed limit and at the last minute turned left to go past us. However, the road was wet and greasy, and for a moment the car was heading straight for my driver's door until the driver corrected. As the car whizzed past me, too fast, I had a momentary thought about what would have happened if it had crashed into me, into the driver's door. But then the car in front of me turned, and then I turned and left the intersection, and it was all in a matter of a few seconds. But if that fast car had lost control, it would be a different story I might be telling, if I was saying anything at all. And as I drove away, I realized that the song playing in my car through all this was Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. I have intellectually processed my death. I have been in a few death was close situations, and I can still recall the time in my second parish when I was with a person when he died, and thinking that was probably how I would die if my body's weaknesses had the last word. Intellectually, I'm not afraid of the death part, and would prefer the dying part to be as pain-free, dignified, and with the least trouble to my family as possible. Not asking for much, eh? And I've heard many people share similar thoughts. If we have to die, we want to die well. Emotionally, I'd like to think I'd be okay with my death. Emotionally, I don't want to die. But whether it comes fast or slow, what I don't want will happen. Unless Jesus reappears, and that's a different story. I find that it is my faith that holds me, holds my intellect and my emotions, and gives me an identity and a relationship, says who I am as I am living and dying. It is my faith that gives me perspective both when I'm intellectually confident, of course heaven is my home, and when the guts are churning, I want to see my great-grandchildren. This faith is not just wishful thinking, but a trust. And now the question looms, in whom? Advent is a time to challenge this view that faith holds us. I hear a lot of talk at times about faith, faith this and faith that, as if the action or what goes for faith is what counts. I hear a lot of, it doesn't matter what you believe, but that you believe in the world. And of course, that last sentiment is rubbish. That idea keeps faith and spirituality within human confines. I believe what I want to believe, what I choose to believe. Christian faith, however, is the relationship that it is God in Jesus Christ who has made himself known to me, and that it is he who holds me, that it is he who is with me in all my intellect and emotions, ups and downs, in all my living and my dying. Advent is the time when I'm reminded that Christian faith isn't a mind game, but a relationship with Jesus who has come into the world and who has never left it. It's just that we can't see him, and who will one day reappear for everyone to see. When I said, I find that it is my faith that holds me, I was being less than clear. I wanted to say, I find that it is Jesus who holds me. Hey, I just have. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Heavenly Father, to prepare the way for your only Son. Help us by his coming to serve you with pure hearts and minds, especially in the face of our mortality and the presence of death. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.